Oh yes. Yes.
What up?
So I definitely want to get into this hip hop cinema, because this movie right here is a classic.
Subscribe for the very latest.
Bye, Daddy.
Yeah, I agree. Shady set it off before she set it off.
I like this one too. I like that poster too. So listen, I know everybody's been talking about Jada, man.
Of course.
Can you hear me, Jada? Jada, listen, chill out, Jada.
She was setting off before she set it off. So yeah.
I don't want to get too much into it, but you're looking crazy out here. The memes, they got you memed up. Yo, they shouldn't have put you in the car with him and Shug. They shouldn't have did that. They shouldn't have put you in the car with Pac and Shug, man. That was pretty foul.
Wow.
Y'all didn't see that meme with him with Jada in the car?
No, I did not. That's wild.
Oh yeah, that was wild though.
I haven't seen that.
Yo, when you find that meme, you're gonna be like, yo, that is crazy.
Internet undefeated.
Exactly. But Jada, man, listen, I remember a time when you were one of the most upcoming actresses of the 90s. You were that chick. I'm gonna give you your props on that. Because what you did with A Different World, The New Class, I loved it. I loved it. My daughter loves it still. My daughter loves it. We watch it together. You did it. You did it. You did a great job with that character. And honestly, in all truthfulness, you're probably playing yourself. Especially that episode when Pac was on there. But that's another story.
Here we go.
You did. Hey, what's she in Booty Call? Was it Woo? Was Woo?
She was in Woo. Was she in Woo?
It was Woo.
Booty
Call was Vivica, but I think Jada was in Woo.
Jada, which Woo?
No, she was in Shame. Low Down Dirty Shame.
Yeah, she was in Low Down Dirty Shame. Yeah,
that's right.
She was in Low Down Dirty Shame. Like,
yeah. Keenan.
Keenan, that. Come on, Shane. Yo, she killed that role. Jada, listen, man. That gay guy was wild in that movie. Yo, yo, he was wild, son. Wow. Yo, he was crazy, bro. He was crazy.
I think he just recently passed.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man, that was my homie, man. Mm-hmm. He was so funny in that movie. Like, so let's go through it before we get into the one we're gonna talk about today. So I didn't know she was in Menace. I didn't know she was in Menace, but Menace is listed here.
Menace Society? Really?
Yeah. I don't know why.
You don't remember the scene?
I don't remember that scene.
It's been a minute.
The scene where Go ahead.
Oh!
Come
yes.
on, man. This
My bad.
Now I gotta go. I gotta go to the ball now.
Remember Inkwell?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Inkwell is a classic movie. She was in that. Remember Jason's Lyric?
Oh, yeah, Jason. Yeah, that was...
Man, she... Nutty soul. Professor?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said, Jason's Lyric. I moved him. That's what you saw.
Yes, that, definitely. Yeah. We said Low Down Dirty Shame. She was in Nutty Professor. Man, she was in Woo, Scary Movie 2, Ali, Bamboozled. That movie Kingdom Come with LL Cool J. She was in The Matrix, Reloaded, Revolution. Collateral with Jamie Foxx. She was in Madagascar. I mean, Bad Moms, Girls Trip. Like, low-key, Jada had a good acting career.
You're saying that she's not acting anymore.
Yeah, she's definitely acting the fool. Definitely acting the fool right now.
Yo.
She's acting a fool.
She gotta get these books moving, bro. She gotta get these books moving. Hey,
she's doing a great job. She's doing a great job. But the one that we're gonna talk about today, once again, I'm gonna put it up here, is Set It Off.
You know, it's like, could we do an action film and make it look like something? Because that's what this movie is. It's a lot of action. I mean, we're shooting at folks busting through walls, jumping off buildings, like whatever. You know what I mean? It's like, can we do this and pull it off? That's what I wanted to see. You know what I'm saying? I mean, can we actually have female action heroes?
Now, this cast is very special for me. Like, I feel this cast was put together. I mean, I don't know. I think I talked to Trip about this. I say that the Golden Girls, the white lady, the old white women, is the greatest cast, one of the greatest casts to ever be put together. Nice. And I feel the same way about Set It Off. Because whether we know it or not, what we love about that movie is the way the different, they're all different. They all display different women. But the way they connect and the way the camaraderie, you can tell Offset that they was really chilling together.
But I think we had enough input in this film that we were able to keep it real, so to speak, in terms of the way each one of our characters would feel about any given situation that happened to us.
Like, who put the cast together, but this cast was put together very, very well. And you could tell by the way they were acting. Let's get into some stats about Set It Off, because Set It Off was pretty dope because they had a $9 million budget.
That's dope.
$9 million budget. That's a good, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they made $41 million the box.
So they definitely, you know, cashed that in and, you know, multiplied it.
And is directed by one of the greatest hip hop directors ever. F. Gary Gray.
Director of Law Abiding Citizen and a few other movies that you've probably never seen.
Hey,
Friday.
Right. Hey,
set it off.
Humble. All right.
Italian Job. Thank you, brother.
No, like, what are you rocking? Your style's like great.
Pump it up. Pump it up. Oh, you know, pump it up. Oh, we got somebody who knows my whole filmography.
Oh, yeah, that was one of his. Yeah. That was one of his. Yeah.
F. Gary Gray.
That was dope. That was one
we got to celebrate F. Gary Gray.
Most definitely. I like
because
that.
Because F. Gary Gray.
Got nice.
Come on. Friday. He did the original Friday.
Mm-hmm.
He did The Negotiator. Come on.
Yep.
We got to get this man some props. The Negotiator.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I forgot it. Yeah, I forgot he did The Negotiator. That was a good too. Yep. Yep.
Come on, son. He did The Negotiator, dope. Bro.
Bro, did
ho 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 ho.
What's up?
Italian Job.
Yeah.
Oh, that's one right there.
He did.
Ho 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 ho. Man Apart.
Oh wow, that's what's up.
Man Apart. Come on, man. What? Law Abiding Citizen.
Now that was the movie. Law Abiding Citizen was the movie.
These are gut punches, bro. Your favorite director ain't, yo, I promise you, your favorite director ain't got these on his resume. These are great movies, man. These are, come on, bro. Like, I know which one of these movies. One of these movies. He did one of the. I think he did one of the. He did the. He did one of the Fast and the Furious.
He did the second one. I thought John Singleton did the second one.
He did the 2017 one. He did the fate. He the fate of the fat the fate of the Fury. That's what it's called.
So guess what? What's up?
And guess what? It's the 23rd highest grossing film of all time.
So they wrapped him into that mess of the movies. But yeah, that's what's up.
The 23rd.
I'm just
the 23rd. Listen. Forget what Trump said. Because Trump right now, he's adding salt.
I'm not adding salt. I love F. Gary Gray. Still, I'm just saying the movies were ridiculous. When you start driving around, in the city with a wire attached to your car with a dragging
we're not
a bolt.
We're not talking about that movie, though. We're not talking about that movie.
But
we're talking
about.
No, we're talking. Come on. We're talking about this movie is the 23rd highest grossing film of all time,
and I'm happy for him. I'm happy for
that's
him.
Crazy. Like, here's what I'm coming from. F. Gary Gray was a music video director, and he has the 23rd highest grossing movie of all time.
He turned Lemonade out of a loop. That was dope.
Crazy.
Bro did the movie with your favorite producer.
Dr. Dre, right? He did
Ring
Ding Dong. He did that video.
Yes.
ding ding dong. Keep the head ring.
He did Straight Outta Compton.
He did Straight Outta Compton.
Oh. Yeah, that's a good yo.
California.
And hold up. Look, come on. We not gonna get into, you know what?
What's up?
Because we're gonna go like Natural Born Killers video. He did Waterfalls.
Oh, dun, yeah, he did do Waterfalls. Dun, yeah,
come on. The man is stupid.
Yeah,
and hold up. He's also acting in some of these movies.
True.
Come on, man. F. Gary Gray. I don't hear nobody talking about F. Gary Gray.
Nah.
Nobody.
That's dope.
There's an argument to say that F. Gary Gray is one of the greatest directors. Like, he's on that list. He's on that list. Because guess what? Ain't none of y'all doing music videos. Hip hop is still one of the number one genres. And F. Gary Gray is one of the reasons why, because he made quality videos.
Great question. Even after what Juicy J's came up on said about hip hop with, you know,
it's still one of the highest number one.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. I remember that.
Yo, that's a $1 million video.
That show on the joint.
It better be $1 million video. They did the special effect from Terminator 2. They better have $1 million video.
Yeah, they did. They, yeah. That's number, and saying. They had my boy. What's his name? Shaheem is in there. You know, he was in that. He was in that video too. But I had to celebrate F. Gary Gray for a minute because,
yeah,
he has an impeccable career.
Yeah,
I didn't even realize he did Straight Outta Compton.
Man,
that's crazy.
Come on, I'm watching that. Like, soon as like, right. Oh,
right, exactly.
That's what's up. He also put Dr. Dre in a good light in that, so that was good.
But here's the thing, because F. Gary Gray,
Chuck,
him and Ice Cube, they made great movies together. Like we all thinking that Ice Cube is doing all these movies, but it's really F. Gary Gray who's directing them. And he's writing them. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? So shout out to F. Gary Gray, but back to set it off. once again, this cast, you had Kimberly Elise, Vivica A. Fox, Queen Latifah, and Jada Pinkett. Y'all tell me, what are y'all thoughts about Set It Off? What jumps out? Well, I'm gonna tell y'all why y'all thinking. For me, because my mother raised, not, she didn't raise me by myself, but she played a big role in my life in raising me while my father was on vacation, aka Jeff. And it reminds me of the struggles of Black women and what the things they have to do to take care of their families when they don't have men in their lives to help them take care of their kids. Decisions they have to make, risks they have to take. You know, how they can make a meal appear on the table out of scraps. This movie reminds me of that. It also reminds me, what also was the first time that I ever seen a lesbian out on TV, like a lesbian couple. Because Queen Latifah getting her back rubbed in, like she pimping in the movie. You know what I'm saying? She got. Well, I'm like, yo, I'm sitting like, dog, what?
Well, that was the first time I seen that too. I watched it as a scrub, but I was watching that. I was like, yeah, yo, that's another
thing. Right.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen it in my. I think I've seen it in my neighborhood, but then here's the thing. You know how you see it, but you don't really know what it is. That movie made me understand what it was. You know what I mean? I'm like, dang, like, you know, but you know, these personalities, like, you know, and the scenes in these movies, bro, heart-wrenching.
Mm-hmm. They were.
I mean, some of these scenes in these movies towards the end will make a thug cry.
Yeah. It was very well written. They were definitely powerful scenes. Very powerful, man.
The story was written by Takesha. I think it's Takesha or Takesha Buford. And she wrote The Woo with Jada Pinkett. No, she wrote Booty Call.
Oh, wow.
Set It Off, House Party 3, I Forgive You.
Yeah. That's messed up.
House Party 3 was...
right, I
it
Forgive
was
You.
Not it. It was not it.
And she also wrote The Tiger Woods Story, which I didn't see it.
I didn't see that either.
I don't know about that one. But Booty Call definitely is one of those movies that... we all know and love.
Yeah, that was a classic. I thought it was a classic.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
But Set It Off was a man couldn't write this. A man couldn't write this movie.
Yeah, because you have to really tell it from the perspective of, like, you know, Black women, which was like it nailed it. And I mean, it was, they were powerful, man. I really tip my hat off to, like, the writing and the well, and how well it was put together, and the you know, the fleshing out of the characters in the script and throughout the story. That was really good. So I mean, it made you root for those characters, and it made you become attached to them throughout that story. So when those scenes came up in it, I mean, you really, you know, it really grabbed you a lot more when you actually are rooted for them and you actually can, you know, follow along with those characters and understand their struggles.
Facts. Do y'all, I mean, I know it's been a long time since we've seen this movie, but y'all remember anything about this movie that stood out?
I definitely do.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah, like, I think that.
Go ahead, Trent.
I think the scene that sticks out the most is when Latifah gets shot. She gets in the car, lights a cigarette. She knows she's not gonna make it out this situation. Cause it's like 50 of them law enforcement agents got guns loaded. And when she starts driving, and they just, man, it's just number smoke. And I was
Hey, I'm gonna tell you what the coldest part of that was. She hit that switch. Did she stop? She hit that switch.
Oh yeah.
I was like, yeah, that was hard. I'm like, yo, that's when we knew Queen Latifah was a great actress. That's when we knew that movie right there made it be known that Queen Latifah is one of the greatest actresses in hip hop. Period. Like, hands down. There's a lot of actors and actresses in hip hop. Ain't none of them touching Queen Latifah.
That's the fact.
Hey, who else could they get to play? The one she's playing now, the Equalizer. Yeah,
right.
Which is pretty good, actually.
It's actually a very good show.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's good.
Yeah, it's good. My mom watches it, and of course, like, you know, I catch bits and pieces of there. Parts I've seen, it's definitely good, and my mom is definitely into it, so it's good.
Yeah, it's definitely a good show. What you was gonna say about the movie?
Yeah, it's really the death scenes, the scenes where they all die. Like he said, the scene where Kimberly at least died.
Oh my god!
What I want to hear, you okay?
I'm okay.
Yes, I know you
okay.
Baby, okay.
Come on, Frankie, man, drive this car.
Oh, that scene breaks your heart because it's like,
oh man,
you see the emotion, how everybody reacts, and then it's Queen Latifah character. She just starts spraying because she's like, yo, son. Like when you see the person who is probably the most innocent, it got the person who's the protector always goes off.
Right.
And that was just. It just came out, and it's like, bro, anybody else probably would have done the same thing. It was like in that kind of reaction. It was crazy.
Mm.
And then the scene where, what's her name dies?
Vivica
dies.
Oh,
it's like,
my gosh, man.
Full circle, like the whole full circle thing. And in the sense is like, what would you do? Mm-hmm. And she didn't even kill Buddy. I was like, wow, she didn't even kill Buddy.
Nope.
Right.
But
dang. Cause in that scene, then the detective get her out, and she just didn't take it. I can't remember how that.
She would have went to jail, and she was like, "Man, fuck that! I'm going to jail."
She just turned and ran.
Vivica was a G.
She was turned and ran, and just they got her when she was running away.
Yo, Vivica was a G. She was a G, man. I love Vivica.
But correction, one survived.
Facts, yes.
Hey, Jada survived, man.
Jada did survive.
It's always the one that makes it that nobody likes. I'm sorry.
I was trying to. Oh,
man. She survived in that, and she survived in Demon Knight. To be able to turn around, to cause havoc right now. So,
man.
I'm just saying.
Trim, you ain't nothing, son.
What are you talking about, man? Yeah, am I not speaking facts here? She did. I mean, in those, she didn't have an entanglement at the time to get her through another situation. So she's here to, you know,
you
to
right,
sell
son.
Her books.
Yo, set it off in one of them joints, but I can't hold you. If it come on right now, I'll be like, I don't know if I got the capital.
Yo,
right,
man. I'm telling you.
It's a lot going on in this film.
It is a lot going on.
I'm gonna tell you though, when Kimberly Elise's character dies, I feel like Queen Latifah cried for real. Like when she's shooting up, she's like crying, like she's shooting these people up, but tears are coming out of her eyes. It looked like she was really crying, bro. But I'm gonna tell you how. People were so affected. That do you remember Jay-Z's song? It's the song right after Big Pimpin'. It's called There's Been a Murder. And the song is produced by it don't say well, it says it, I just don't know who the producer is. It doesn't say produced by. But that murder scene, if my ear is messing with me, because it could be messing with me, but that murder scene is in the beginning of that song. When it leads to that pop, 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 but she's like, ah, like that scream that she makes.
Yes.
It's in the beginning of that song. Like, I didn't hear it anywhere, but when I listened to it, I'm like, yo, they got that from Set It Off. But y'all go back and listen to that song. That song I like that song by Jay-Z. But there's been a murder. But that's how impactful that scene was. Because out of all the murder scenes that they could have put, or any shot, or they could have put some gunshots in there and then had somebody screaming, but they took that out that movie, allegedly, because like I said, that's the only thing I can hear it. But if they took that out the movie and put it in a song. Why would they do that? Why would anybody do that?
The thing about that scene in that movie, I don't think none of them ever killed anybody until that moment.
Right.
Yeah. Like, right, that was like after then, because it was like the most innocent person dies and then their innocence was gone. Like, that's when it was like, we spraying now. Like, now it's on site now.
Right. Because you done killed their baby.
You are. They, mm-hmm. And she had a baby. That right. was the thing. That was right. crazy.
And the full reason, one of the reasons for them robbing these banks is for them to help her, you know, and you killed our reason.
But she said, "I need that money."
Right.
Yes.
Right. 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 Like, man,
she one of my favorite actresses. The best scene.
Right. Right. Because she's so multi-layered. Because she has this innocent face, but she has a presence of a Cicely Tyson. They do.
It's a very regal look. You know what I'm saying? Yep. So,
you know, she can cry. She can get a good cry scene. Like, she can cry, bro. I done seen some scenes like, man, baby, don't cry. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't make me cry. Like, she's good. I haven't seen her in anything in a long time. It's been a while. I've seen. But Trent, what stands out?
Just like what you guys were saying, like the murder scenes. Those stand out the most because you feel for those characters. You've invested your emotions into those characters so much that, you know, you feel what they feel seeing them on the screen, and so you're definitely rooting for them.
Definitely. And I listen, y'all can say what y'all want about Jada Pinkett Smith, but Jada Pinkett Smith has played in some of the greatest sisterhood movies of all time. That's Set It Off, and that's Girls Trip.
Yep.
Her and Queen Latifah.
Yeah, it was. I'm gonna say Queen Latifah wasn't in Girl Trip, was she?
Yes,
she was.
Yes. Am I tripping? Yeah,
she plays the media chick, the media lady.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
I'm gonna say,
oh, no, right. Supposed to be, right. They're supposed to be bringing a part two to that, right?
They did already.
No,
they didn't do that. Though. They thought there was talks.
They didn't do Girl Trip 2 yet.
No, there was talks.
They shouldn't.
They should.
Why
should they not? Chuck, it made his money to be able to make another one,
bro. Okay.
Y'all get on me.
Listen, the movie is not geared towards men, but it did well. It did very well.
I thought it did very well. I thought it was funny.
It was funny because I mean, I remember me and my wife, we went to go see it. It was good. I enjoyed it. It was good. Listen, the Chuck's like, they should.
Well, I mean, it's already inked and done. It's about to be shot, so it don't even matter.
Hey.
Cool. You mean to tell me Jada's gonna be able to take some time off from promoting her book to go to shoot it?
Listen, listen, man.
It's already promoted. It's a done deal.
No, she promoting her book.
How much left is me?
I know Queen Latifah hitting Jada up now. Like, you tripping right now. You messing with our money right now.
Oh, No, she not, because guess what? They gonna go see that movie, brother.
They gonna go see the movie, yeah.
They gonna see that movie.
Jada's messing with her and Will's money.
So yeah, it says that with the script. Okay, so basically, the reason why the movie hasn't come out yet is because of the strikes. That's the only thing.
It's already done. They just missed the strikes. Got you.
It was the strikes after that. But the movie, right. they gotta finish shooting it. But it's already being done. Like they made a grip off that movie. You think the powers of B ain't about to make a part two?
They made enough money to give them a green light for a part two. So
yeah. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
So, shout out to, but yeah, but once again, Jada Pinkett Smith set it off. Girls Trip, her and Queen Latifah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a dope. First, but you know, just off rip, Sister Set It Off is one of the greatest sisterhood movies I've ever seen. It's one of the greatest movies I've ever seen a group of black women play in.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
You can't name one besides Girls Trip that black females. Now, there are some TV shows it was this movie called Bruce's Place. I don't know if y'all know Bruce's Place.
Oh, man, that's a dark movie, bro. Like, my sister had me watch that joint. I've seen that movie. It's a very well done movie. It's a very good movie. It's dark. It is
that kid when that kid got shot when he shook them scissors.
Yeah, I didn't like that part.
I watched that movie when it came on TV.
Me too.
I was watching every, like, it was like a mini movie. That's when they was doing mini series back then, like on TV.
Yeah.
And I watched them. That was a very hood movie. Like,
yeah, that was
that scene right there with the, and they had the rats and
when the old man dies.
Huh?
Or you talking about when the old man gets, like, when she beats him to death at the end of the movie?
Yeah, I forget. I remember some rats.
Right.
You don't know, Tino does not like rats. He has a bad experience. Oh. And neither do I, because like I can't.
But if anybody in the comments, if y'all can name a movie, a better movie than with these women in it. Black women just.
So it's in there with the pantheon of black lady cinema when we talk about
that's
the color
a fact.
Purple.
Right.
When we talk about Women of Brewster's Place, this movie. What's it called? Waiting to Exhale.
Oh, yeah.
That was one I
forgot about that one. Forgot about Waiting to Exhale. Waiting to Exhale was good.
Were the stars in that movie.
The women were the stars in that movie.
You know what's dope about these movies that we're mentioning? As far as women go, it really gives you different variations of women. Mm. And like, shout out to what's her name? Oh my gosh. From Soul
Long?
Food. Nah, from Soul Food. Not Nia Long.
Vanessa Williams?
Vanessa Williams. She said, hey. What she say? She was like, what she said? He said they think I'm an ATM. Automatic Terry's money.
I saw somebody.
That was my favorite part of that.
somebody put
up. Yo, she was cold in that movie, dog.
Somebody put up that, but yo, someone put up a meme talking about, yo, I feel for Terry. Talking about how to.
Right.
Yo, she had the most money. She had to pay for most, basically most of everything.
Right.
And somebody slept her, got her man taken not once, but twice.
Right.
All right, bro.
Right.
She kind of got, I'm not saying, she kind of have a right a little bit to be a right. little angry a little bit. But,
and that's a Terry yeah. McMillan movie, isn't it? Or a book?
Yes.
No, no. Is it Soul Food or was it?
Waiting to Excel was with the Terry. I don't know if Terry McMillan. I don't think Terry McMillan wrote Soul Food.
She didn't write it. I think it's based, is one of these movies is based off one of her books.
Waiting to Excel was, Waiting to Excel was written by Terry McMillan. It was based on her book.
Right, so I know because I know Babyface and his wife produced that movie.
Yeah,
I think.
I mean, yeah, they did because I mean the only thing we got connection to between Waiting to Excel and Soul Food is that Babyface is involved in the mix between
both of those
because you did the soundtracks.
Ooh, the soundtracks is classic. But speaking of soundtracks, Set It Off, Bone Thugs and Harmony. Days of Our Lives,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, to me is one of the greatest songs in hip hop. One of them, like especially if they like I forget what song they
sampled
in the beginning.
Making Love in the Rain, Herb Alpert.
Yes. That's the same one that that Herb did over. Cause that's Janet Jackson's.
And song, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
Jimmy Jam, yeah. But that song that her did over, which is what's the name of that song?
That In Vogue on that. That was hard.
I forgot the name of the song.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That In Vogue joint.
Really sure.
Yeah.
Now Chuck, he's stupid.
That In Vogue joint.
I gotta look at the name of that her song because it's gonna bother me.
Yeah, it
now.
Is. So, hey, what's the name of that song? This with the horns.
Yeah. I'm about to look it up.
I can't, but yeah, when y'all get it, y'all let me know because I forget the name of it.
Try to look at something.
But and if you want it, like if you want to treat yourself. Herb Alpert is a great. He played the trumpet.
He's a great musician.
Y'all would love because you know that's where sax. That's where Hypnotize comes from by Big. Mm. He did that song is his. That beat, that instrumental.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's his beat. Yeah. Herb Alpert is the man, bro. But anyway, that soundtrack was, like I said, that joint. Fun fact about that In Vogue song. That's what song is that?
Don't Let Go.
Who You Wanna Be? Is it?
Don't Let Go.
What You Gonna Be? Is that song?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Peep this. This was crazy. I just saw this the other day, right? So, the writer of that song,
Damage. It's called Damage, my bad.
Yeah, Damage, yeah. By her, right. Damage by her. So that song, Where It's Gonna Be, was written by her name was Andrea Martin. Right? She's one of them. She's one of the writers, right? So she worked for Arista. I forget what label she worked with. So one day they sent her to Atlanta. And the girl said, listen, when you go down there, do not come back without a hit. I need a hit. She said, no problem. By the way, Andrea Wright wrote a lot of SWV stuff. She wrote a lot of stuff. RIP to her. She passed away, I think like a year or two ago. So she goes to Atlanta and she goes to the studio where they send her to, and all she heard was dun, 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 dun. So he's kind of like building the beat. So she's just sitting in the session. She's sitting there for 15 minutes. So she was like, hey, yo, can I have that beat? He was like, nah, this is for, I think he said Sting.
Sting?
Don't quote me on it, but it's one of them type of artists. Sting, one of those big iconic artists, right? Mm-hmm. So he's like, all right, cool. So she's just laid back. They building the beat. So being the Brooklyn person she is, she somehow convinced him. She goes in there, she's like, oh, hey, listen, I know you testing this beat out. Let me sing on it. He said, all right, fine.
Who's she talking to? Was she talking to Rico?
I don't know who she's talking to. She's talking to one of the people organizing noise. Okay. It might be Sleepy. I think Sleepy plays the bass, right? Sleepy plays the guitar, right?
Yeah.
She might have been talking to Sleepy. So she goes in there. He plays the beat. She said the first thing that came to her mind is that hook. As soon as she heard the beat, she got in that studio. She belted out. What's this gonna be? Like it poured out of her. Like to the point where she's like, I don't know where this even came from. Like to have that type of gift to be able to write like that, she's phenomenal. You know what I'm saying? Like, and sometimes these things is just like music is spiritual. You know what I mean? And that thing poured out. She said that the first thing that came out her, like that was because what she does is that it's like some people like play around with melodies, songs, you know, they just come out with the first thing that comes out of their, like that comes to their brain. She said, and she can really sing too. She could really sing. He said that was the first thing that came out. And before you know it, she ganked that beat away from, I want to say she said Sting. She got that beat and she got it on that soundtrack. You know what I'm saying? She gave them the hit that they needed.
She gave them the Grammy that they needed. They got
facts.
That one.
Facts. Facts. So yeah, but yeah, shout out to this whole movie. This movie is emotional. It's funny.
The Godfather scene is definitely
another. Oh, yeah, that was funny. Right. That Godfather scene was hilarious. It's emotional. It's funny. It shows you everything that you need to know about a hood female, a person who grew up in the hood that's trying to make. It's a dramatic way of showing you those type of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
facts.
But y'all talk. I mean, hey, listen. I know we on the. You know what Jada Pinkett is on right now, but. We can't forget about Jada's run in the 90s. Jada had a run.
She did.
She had a run. And she had a good, she has a good body of work. I ain't saying it's the greatest. But Set It Off. She's still acting. You understand what I'm saying? So, but Set It Off is her best work. Set It Up is the best work. But yeah, that I'm glad. I was like, yo, you know, we gotta do Set It Off, man. Because nobody really talks about Set It Off.